Welcome to Unsolicited Views, where we talk about topics that you may or may not give a damn about.
Yeah, I got to hear you.
I gotta kind of do a recap here today. Do you like podcasting still? Is it not fun to you? What is fun to you besides work?
Basketball. Watching movies, playing video games.
Do you get like excited, like audit, like your face, do you smile? What makes you smile?
Money.
You ain't learned yet.
I'm just trying to get some.
You ain't learned.
You ever seen him happy?
He's happy now.
Oh, this is happy face?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you love podcasting?
Yeah. I'm not hanging with
why you, but you like canceling though.
You said I like canceling.
If you can cancel, you like, yeah, I don't got to.
I mean, if it's an opportunity to make some money, yeah. If otherwise, no. I'll come.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know how to get to. You been to therapy yet?
Huh.
We gotta get you there, man. In 2024, can you go to therapy?
I consider it.
And tell us your therapy stories. You don't gotta get into depth. I just wanna see what a therapist, a licensed professional, says about you. I'm very interested. Like, I'll pay. I'll pay for a couple of sessions.
Yeah. I would be interested too.
I want to know what a licensed professional
is. The first couple ones are just probably avoidance. It's just a whole bunch of avoidance.
I want to know how you can. If you euro a therapist, that's wild, Joe. And therapists are used to being euro stuff.
I'm going
to
say, some of my closest friends are therapists.
But they don't probably try to.
No, I'm talking, in a therapy session.
Actual session.
Like, you never unpack childhood trauma in front of a person?
Oh, no.
Do you have any?
I'm pretty sure I do. I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, no, I don't have no childhood traumas. I think that's.
You sure you have some childhood trauma? You just don't know what it is. So when do you think you peaked? Do you think you peaked?
Probably when I started making decent money.
Do you know anybody that peaked in high school? I guess somebody that peaked in high school would have been really cool in high school, the man in high school. Then you see them now and they're like a little bummy.
I can speak more to middle school than...
So some people peaked in middle school?
In my mind.
Damn. That's an early peak.
I would never say names.
I know. I don't even say names.
As you shouldn't.
Yeah, no.
I'm glad I didn't peak in high school.
There are some, like... You ain't never seen somebody from middle school and you just be like...
I see people in middle school all the time,
You seem...
I thought
just
you
like,
were different.
Yeah, you seem like we are still back in middle school.
Oh, damn.
Oh, their mindset. That's crazy.
They still living like that. They live in those... They still think they the man in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, and there are some people like that in high school, but I think they're still matriculated well.
Living middle school heydays is nasty
work. Living middle school heydays is nasty work.
Yeah.
I ain't have a heyday in middle
that
school.
That is
I like
nasty
it.
Work, yeah.
Yeah.
So you said your heyday, what? You don't think you peaked in high school? You was pretty popular, right?
Peaked? Peaked is a tough word to me. I don't know why it's a tough.
You probably peaked at college.
I said when I get money. You changing it up.
But so you peaked it that way to people.
Oh, okay. Peaked.
Cause to you, we peak at different places. Like, I think to people, you are that you're at your most popular or your most known state. I would say college, cause you was
college. I would say
college,
definitely college.
Yeah, I would
so y'all peaked in college.
Yeah,
and I met a couple people peaked in high school, and I seen them on Instagram and Facebook. I'm just like, oh, yeah, that was the top for you. It was like
that was the top.
That was the climax.
So we're talking about coolness.
Coolness is a part of the peak. Now emotionally, that's a whole nother bag, cause you don't know if people emotionally peak.
Yeah.
You know.
But do you?
People have different experiences up until that point.
Right. I think people emotionally peak. I think people emotionally peak because they literally, like you said, they're stuck in their heyday. Like, if I go to some people I played football with in high school, when they're still talking about football as if we just got off the field, it's kind of like, dog, that ship has sailed. We can't even physically go back and play.
But what is this? I mean, you can.
But
you can go
I
back
won't.
And play. But I'm pretty sure your
you'll
body
be out for 2 weeks.
I'm pretty sure your body won't forgive you.
But that's what I'm saying. I think some people still live in a heyday. Because I don't even like to people talking like I'm not an old war story talker.
Well, that's I am to an extent football wise.
I can like, see it.
Especially when we go to the Poly alumni dinner.
Oh yeah, for sure. If you run into somebody from City randomly, you're like, nigga, you a scrub.
Well, no, I'm talking about all poly, but yeah, I'd still do that.
Yeah, you say you're a scrub to their face, right?
Yeah.
Even though
they never beat us, just FYI.
Damn, that's crazy.
I can't say that now.
But it's funny you brought up like the sports things, because earlier this week I had posted something on Instagram, a clip of me playing ball.
Basketball?
Yeah, and somebody from high school was like, yo, He said, "Why like you back in high school? You got the same exact moves, same thing." Like he's like, "Yo, you look." He's like, "Yo, all the moves are still identical, yeah."
Well, your game don't really change.
I'm gonna say his.
Oh, you got better.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
100%. I'm gonna say like, it's like especially from college up until now, like, yeah,
100%.
Oh, you moved. You used to move like a big fella. Now you move like you're a little smaller.
No, I just got more basketball IQ.
So what do you do now on the court?
Play smarter.
Like, really.
What does that mean?
I'm not going after anybody I can't catch. I'm not trying to jump too high. I'm not trying to do none of that.
Oh, that's you call that basketball IQ.
That is basketball. Yeah. When you say old nigga basketball, old nigga basketball.
Oh, when I say basketball IQ, I'm thinking like you making
thing like LeBron,
decisions on the court.
It's level to basketball IQ.
Yo, if that nigga bring the ball up, we gonna trap him at the half court.
Yeah, like, that's what basketball IQ means. You said that.
Anybody else thinking like that?
You're pretty conservative.
Come on, man, Mel Brown.
Are you like that to an extent?
Are you
though?
Telling the young boys where to go?
No, I see. I never.
Not at all.
Are you not that
but
guy?
But if somebody tell me where to go, I know where to go. Like it ain't like a. It's not a distance between them. Somebody telling me and me, like I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
so you play.
Somebody
like
says
a,
it, I'll know.
You play like a good man zone now.
I could do that.
So you ain't getting too close.
No, because I can't go to the left.
Oh. That's offensive.
My knee.
That's offensive.
Oh, offensively.
Well, that too. But I'm talking about defensively. Like if a nigga go too hard to my left, I'm not going over there.
You just take two steps back.
My left knee is is gone.
Not as.
You just point to the basket.
Help!
This nigga won't even turn around. Yeah.
you be yelling help on the pickup court.
Nah, I know. Yo,
no. That's wild.
But you gotta yell out switch though. Like especially like the nigga try to pick you on the pickup. Like yo, switch.
Oh,
you
okay.
But you gotta be able to call it out, and they actually gotta be able to like actively listen while it's going.
So while we're here, you might as well say a turn.
Oh yeah,
turn into,
same game. Yeah, same day. Like the first game I played on, I got a few baskets in.
Hold on, let's get background because we play basketball on Wednesday.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, and usually when me and Maul are playing against each other on
they match us teams, up.
We always end up matching up on each other.
So, oh, wow.
All right, Maul gets up. Just back.
Yeah, so.
You put a 50 on you?
Huh?
You put 50 on your head?
Nah. It's his first day. It's like his first day back in like a month. So it's like game. Yeah. Well, they also call me like game 2 Maul. So it's the second game.
Oh.
And then like. And at one point, like they gave me the ball. And, like. He knows how to play. Like we've been playing since like 2005. Mm-hmm. So like that's 18 years of like
watching your ass.
Like knowing like everybody's tendencies. So it's like this nigga does not get out my face. So this game, like he was right in my face, hand in my face, and I threw the ball up and it went in. He didn't even turn around. He's like, that went in.
Yeah,
he's like,
all right, cool.
He said, no, I'm not mad about that. I can't play no better defense. I said, true.
Oh wow.
He said, what blows him the most is when I leak out like to the 3-point line and get left open, and I shoot an open shot.
And you miss it.
No, I make it. What you mean? The fuck you talking about, John?
Oh shit!
What the fuck you talking about, Joe? Why would he be mad if I miss it, yo?
Yeah.
I don't know how I would play. I know how I would do.
But like literally, like that same as that game. Like it was like everybody was jumbled up, and I ran across the court. He got caught up in like the picks. He got caught up in the middle because he switched over. And like, literally, they saw me in the corner. He passed me the ball. All she heard was shit. And I made the game winner. And he was mad about it. So every game after that, this nigga was on me. He turned to Pat Beverly.
Oh, you just crowd him?
No, just yo.
I didn't leave
him. The nigga. The niggas picked him. And he didn't move.
You fighting through picks?
Yo, he stayed on me. Nigga said, yo, switch. He's like, I'm not moving.
Damn.
I said, told a nigga in game.
He said, I'm not leaving this nigga.
Y'all know.
I said, shit. I said, at this point, we just getting cardio, nigga.
Oh, man. We went in-season tournament on y'all.
I couldn't do it. I was like, you know what? That's not even work. I still had to go to work. I'm like, I'm not about
I'm to not fight
I'm, I'm not about to run around like Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson trying to get an open shot, y'all. No. You got it, Chief. I got nothing for you.
That would be my strategy against Small too, just to crowd him because I know he don't do a lot of jumping. He gonna set. He a form shooter. So I was just like, I would just crowd him because I'm just using.
See,
my
that's what everybody thinks about. Also, I have a nice little.
But I can counteract all that for the most part. And if he makes anything where I'm playing good defense, I do
you can't be mad about
care.
That. Yeah.
Just make him pick up his dribble. That's all I would do.
I can move, yeah.
No, make you pick up the dribble. Once the dribble's good, I'm good. You can't do much.
Oh, no, he got a fat boy fadeaway.
Yeah.
Now I would think
that's the ones where that's one when you got to be in his face. Yeah. He's like, he got this boom, and like a step back.
And that is a lot of
distance. And I was
that is a lot of distance.
And he will give you ball when he knows he'll foul you. Like, he's like, no, I'm going to foul you, ball you. You got it. Yeah.
I'd rather do that than you shooting my face.
Yep. Like I said, as long as he don't shoot open shots, yeah, I'm fine.
You cross? Can you cross up now?
Can I cross to the right?
Oh, you know they know you.
It's not really a cross up though. I wouldn't say it's a cross up. I can handle the ball.
Handle the ball makes space, yeah.
To get to the basket if I need to.
Oh, you got like a good 2-3, nice gather step.
Yeah, that's it. Oh. And once you see me a couple times, you know when my move is and you know how I play it. Like I'm not that good.
Yeah, like when Melvin plays me on, like, you know, most people when you come up, like everybody waits till you get to the 3-point line.
Mm-hmm.
These niggas are like 5-10 feet in front of the 3-point line.
Mm-hmm.
Like they like damn near half court waiting for me to come up there.
Oh, yeah, because they know you can just launch it. Oh, okay. And that fat boy fadeaway, that's hard to defend. I can see because there's a lot of distance. Like once you put your stomach in,
especially if you don't know about it.
Yeah.
Like I know about it. If you stick him and you don't understand that he has that. Nah,
because there's no length that can really guard that shit.
Nah.
Anyway,
you say shit because you thought we was gonna get you for that,
right?
that was my move. Like, I knew.
You got move, show?
When you coming out on Wednesday?
I'm about to say, you been ducking.
I got my knee braces are coming. They should be here like Monday or Tuesday.
Knee braces?
Not knee braces. The sleeves. Some knee sleeves.
So when you order them, because Amazon got next day.
I'm about to say, what you do, yo?
I think I ordered them.
Yo, lying.
Yeah.
Show us Amazon card, nigga.
You know what? They're my card.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, nah, nigga.
Nigga trying to lie.
Because you know what? Because yesterday I thought I ordered them too.
And we like Amazon kings, nigga. So we know one at minimum 2-3 days, yo.
But Amazon been, Amazon do some wild stuff to say, oh, yeah, your order got delayed.
I mean, it's also, it's holidays, yo. So right now,
and we thank you for your service. Your first holiday first responder.
It's not a holiday first responder.
He is though.
He is on the front line.
You on the front line of holiday.
I mean,
I seen some of these Amazon drivers, like the clips of how they been just like they getting crazy with these packages. They just throwing them. They like, yo, forget this shit.
They do be disrespectful too.
I understand why though. Some of the stuff. You don't understand why people disrespectful with packages.
I get it, but it's always
you don't know what's in there.
I'm saying you don't know what's in the package, yo.
So service workers, I think, get annoyed based off of the customers doing stupid stuff. Now, I understand being fed up, but I think that sometimes people have too many requests. Like, you go up to somebody's house and they tell you all 5 directions to do with their package. That's kind of crazy.
Well, I don't do that.
Oh, you don't
put any directions in, especially not Amazon.
Yeah.
Or you just let them sit
down. I just hate when you just, they don't even come up the stairs.
And launch that bitch, yeah.
I'm like, all right, come on, yo.
Like that's like superior laziness.
Yeah.
Like a few more steps. Yours placed.
A few more steps then we'll kill you. A few more steps. You just can't place it.
Don't
down.
Throw my shit. Just the crazy, don't throw it.
The crazy thing is they can toss and then take and then when they take the picture the distance, I said, dog, that's wild. The picture be that like picture be
yeah,
like,
yeah the picture be crazy.
Look like a drone
sometimes
picture.
Sometimes they be taking it from I've seen when they take it from the truck.
Yo, that's your shit.
Yeah. Yo, I know. Yeah. Like,
taking
like,
it
what the hell? Look like a stalk and shit.
That's wild. You thought that would help.
Yeah.
But they figured a way to finesse the picture taken. Like, yo.
No, it's still there.
Yeah. And then people where we live, the Amazon driver has to drive up to our house.
Oh yeah.
So they usually cool. They're not usually aggy, but you could tell they'd be like, yo, I can't even finesse this. There's no finessing. Mm-hmm. You gotta drive all the way up, park, and get out. You can't just drive past. Then you gotta reverse your truck. So I know I'm like that.
The people I hate the most, yo, and the big ass, even FedEx, I hate the big ass trucks that block the streets.
Oh yeah.
Like get the fuck out the way.
And then look at you like you crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, you're on a residential like street, yo, like park your shit. Don't just sit in the middle of the street with your hazards on.
I hate it even worse when it's a spot that they in the middle of the street next to. Like, bruh.
You could have just went right in there.
Just
enough to let cars pass. So now you're holding, now you're creating traffic. Yeah.
They're worse than school buses.
They are. It's too many of them.
School buses, I can get with, because school buses keep it moving.
But people be so disrespectful to school buses, yo.
Yeah, they do. Now that I have kids, I see, like, damn, that's fucked up.
I heard they got cameras on them bitches.
They do. They had to, because the thing is,
every corner.
Even when they put out the stop sign, niggas still be zooming through. Like, that shit, like when I, like, the mornings I drop Jahar off and pick her up, like, you'll see niggas, like, and the bus driver be trying to honk. I'm like, yo, slow down. Like, and they just fly right through that shit. kids are crossing the street, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the whole idea is the kids cross the street in front of the bus.
Right. I get it.
And people go right on that side. It's like you don't kill a kid.
The stop signs for both sides.
It's for both sides, yeah.
Oh, is it, they pop out both?
No, I'm saying it's for both sides.
It's both sides. So like the stop sign. So stop, say stop on both sides. So basically any car behind you, stop.
And if you're in front of the truck, if you're in front of the bus,
stop. It's like it's a regular stop sign.
Oh, so it can be enforced just like a regular stop sign. Yeah,
no, it is.
Oh, they do. They put cameras on it. That's why they got cameras on the stop sign.
Yeah. So what, if it's activated, if it's out and activated, and you go past it, it's like a red light camera. So you will get a ticket in your mail your mailbox for running a stop sign.
Yep.
Yo, that budget in that school system went up. Damn.
Yeah,
it makes sense though. That's the one thing, the one camera that I think
that
all counties make sense for.
Kids.
Because it's like, yo, if they crossing, kids don't know.
If you hurt a kid, you should pay for that.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
So the speeding cameras just on regular time.
That just further tells me how much they don't appreciate our children in Baltimore City then. Because y'all be just on the MTA bus stop, middle of the block, get out. You like, yo, the crosswalk
get off the bus and wait, go to the stop sign. Or go to the crosswalk.
Yeah, that's wild.
That is
with wild. A whole corner.
We learn real life real quick.
With a whole corner niggas on the corner, I'm about to take the whole book back.
It don't matter.
Niggas been learning the pursuit of happiness since middle school.
So what do you do when you like, yo, they are obviously bigger than me, yo. They might take me for all my lunch money today.
Hold on, did they have school buses for elementary schools too?
No.
I did have a school bus.
Oh, you did?
What you mean? I'm about to say, that'd be crazy.
I thought they just all dropped off. I don't see, yo, I've been in the city doing school. I'm like, bus drop off hours. I'm always wondering how the kids get to school.
Elementary school usually has.
I'm about to say, yo, like, I can't imagine a third grader getting on the MTA.
So by the time you basically 10, you on your own. Because that's middle school.
Is that middle school? You get to middle school,
Sixth grade.
I don't know now. I don't have a middle school.
It can't change. It ain't changed.
But I mean, they literally give you bus tickets. Like, that's
probably
fair.
A card now.
Yeah, it's probably something like that.
Where they just the pink ones, right?
It's different color every month.
Oh.
And, yeah, because if you keep it consistent, that means niggas copy that shit and get on free.
Yeah. You never had to deal with this.
It'd be an old ass nigga looking like with a middle school pass.
Yeah.
I go to Martin Luther King Middle. Like, dog, you're a teacher?
Yeah, all your
that's wild taking your kids' bus passes just to get around.
I've never seen that happen, but I'm sure it happens.
I'm pretty sure. Hey, you're not going to school today. Let me get that pass real quick.
Get that.
Dang.
I got to go to work.
Yeah, because, I mean, it is a fair.
Have y'all feelings felt different about riding a bus? Like, do you feel this? Do you think it's still broke people stuff?
I ain't never say it was broke people stuff.
What'd you say?
I never said that.
You said you'll never have your children riding
the
bus.
Exactly. That's what I said. That's what I said.
You got to advance the narrative.
Yeah, that's I did. Three. I didn't say it was broken.
Would you let your children ride the MTA bus?
Probably the circulator.
Oh, the one downtown?
Yeah.
The free one?
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, circulator.
They take care of those.
That's not even really a bus. That's a tourist bus.
Yeah.
They clean.
I've never been on one. They clean. They look like they are.
Yeah. But they also don't go far.
Other than that, if you got to go somewhere, I'll drop you off.
Is the harbor what it used to be when we was younger?
It's probably worse.
It's probably worse, yeah.
These kids are crazy. Saying,
is it worse or we just got and we're scared?
I mean, you said what? Oh, you said we old and scared? Yeah, I am scared of these young niggas.
Yeah,
these young niggas don't care.
For real?
They have, zero fuck.
Y'all think they're worse than we were?
Yes.
They just don't give a fuck.
I'm going to say, because think about when we used to do shit, and when we did ain't shit nigga stuff, the objective was to not get caught.
Right.
It was to rob a bank.
They recorded and the shit themselves.
It was to rob a bank and spend the money without anybody noticing. These niggas would rob the bank and will be waving this shit with the bank notes still on the motherfucker. Like, yeah, I got this shit from the bank. And we'll tell you which bank they got it from.
It's a little more cloudy now, yeah.
Yeah, even the music. Even just listen to the music.
Yeah.
Like they had, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, Jay-Z, they sold drugs and all that. Jay-Z and Beanie Siegel and all. They sold drugs and all that. They talk about doing bad shit, but
they don't do it.
It still wasn't to the level that they talk about now.
They don't currently do it.
So that is true. Back then, they were talking about the streets. They weren't in
everything,
the streets.
Everything was past tense.
Yeah, now they're in the streets and they're talking.
Rappers talk about killing a nigga and going to kill a nigga the next day. Or he probably just came in from killing a nigga and rap about it.
And then put in his next album when he get out. Or why he in jail.
Yeah.
And some of them don't make it to jail because, unfortunately,
they get killed.
Yeah.
So, we have lost more rappers.
By the gun, die by the gun.
So, y'all stray away from hip hop now because of that?
No.
So, y'all still listen to ignorant music in that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if I like it.
I'm going to say, you got to like it. Some of
these, I'm not really with too much shooting my bang bang. I never was a shooting my bang bang type of guy.
I'm going to say, because like ESTG, he's pretty. Yeah, pretty solid.
Well, we at the age now, we understand the difference between all of this. Like,
but that's
like
the crazy thing. Music. You understand it, but they're really.
I know. They really in the streets. I know. Yeah. It's sad. It is sad.
It's crazy that niggas will believe a rapper, but still don't believe in Santa Claus.
Yeah,
Santa Claus ain't real, but I'm going to believe this rapper. So he's living this shit. I'm going to go ahead and do the same shit. Yeah.
So that's what you want
to. Yeah, like, yeah, continue growth, you know.
I think you're going to be a deacon at some point. I still see deacon,
what?
A deacon Blake for you. I see it. You got where? A deacon build.
Where?
Deacon build. Yeah.
I don't know how to take that. I don't know how to take that.
You just look like you would be.
Because when I think about deacon build.
I kind of get it, though.
I think like a sloppy fat nigga that be in the church and shit. Like, hey, come here. What's going
but
on?
But then I usually. No, usually it's like an ex-football player.
No, he's the one that's in security.
Yeah, you look like it.
He's not the one that's taking offering. He's the one outside.
Yeah, that's your retirement.
Outside guarding all the cars in the parking lot and shit.
That's you.
That's
on your crazy. On your phones. I can see it, yo.
I can't see it.
That's when you just hang your jersey up in the rafters and you like, yo, I'm going to settle down in life. You're going to be a deacon of like First Baptist or some church or something.
Yeah, I can literally see it, though.
Yo, Maul, you're like, yeah, yo, come out. Yo, come pull up on me. What you doing? Yo. I'm just doing security. I ain't doing shit. Like, no, you are doing something. You're doing the Lord's work. You don't ever think you see yourself as a deacon, yo?
Nah,
I didn't see it till you said it.
Yo, I thought about it a couple times.
That's hilarious. He said,
give me deacon vibes, yo. Like, yeah, a church deacon.
Deacon
Ball. You
big
like,
body.
You seem like it. All the kids come to get candy.
No,
that's
really.
That sounds crazy.
That sounds crazy.
He's adding on to this shit.
You can't say nothing about kids no more.
I know.
That's wild, though.
Giving kids candy sound weird now.
You can't say nothing. You can't say nothing about being nice to children.
Not at all.
Like, if you're being nice to children,
why?
It's like.
What agendas do you have going on?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. But I know you gotta go. I just wanted to actually get those questions out of
the fitness, like the weight loss challenge, set the tone for 2024.
Hey, I agree. And then we can come in here drinking kale drinks and shit.
Kale drinks?
Yeah,
like, I don't know kale. About that.
I hate kale. I don't hate kale.
I mean, you might.
It's not my favorite.
It's gonna have like a side of like.
Yeah, some wild fish and kale are the two things he hates. That's wild.
Well, I don't hate.
I mean, he don't hate because he likes tuna fish. He don't like salmon.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
I don't make the rules.
But it's not actually hood, because then if you go to the bougie side, he likes only Alaskan salmon.
What?
Like straight from Alaska. Like,
I don't understand it either.
You like halibut?
From Alaska.
Exactly. Fish from Alaska.
I went to Alaska, yo, so I actually had this shit from Alaska.
So you don't mess with like frozen salmon or nothing like that?
I've tried it, though. The funny thing is, it's not one of them things where I'm like, yo, I absolutely hate salmon. It's one of them things like, I want to like salmon. Everybody seems to love salmon.
It's good for you.
Everyone seems to love it. And I'm always like, please, let me try it. Because everybody always says, oh, catfish? You ain't had it right.
Catfish?
Catfish fine.
Catfish fine?
Fried.
Well, I don't think you should eat catfish any other way.
I'm about to say, catfish not fried
is wild. Like, you don't.
I've actually never heard anybody eat that. That's a crime.
The only thing that you probably can eat not fried is like rockfish. You could probably bake a rockfish.
True,
and it's good.
True.
Or like a.
But fried rockfish bites still.
That's still crazy too.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't
know. Fried cod.
Yeah. I like cod.
I eat fish.
Oh, okay.
Salmon. It just. I don't know.
You eat like, the filet of fish. You used to eat that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that real fish?
No.
I don't know. At this point, I don't know.
The way fish costs, seafood costs, there's no way McDonald's spending money on
and
that.
Perfect squares.
I mean, they might get it from Alaska, honestly, because they cut that shit up, you know, package it up.
Maybe it is.
If you ever made, like, any type of nuggets or anything from scratch, it's not, the perfect square thing is not that hard to achieve. That's all about the breading.
Perfect square for as many as they make.
No, what you do is you, it's, what well, a fish say, is
it's
inside.
It's hella consistent.
Yeah, but it's the breading. I know. It's
if you fun. Make if you make four square fish patties, they won't all look the same.
That's true.
If you make it, me, you, Maul, they all four of them are not going to be perfectly symmetrical.
But theirs in a machine. That's why.
But wait, all right, fair. You know it's also funny. Like, you like the seafood sub from Subway, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's fake seafood.
But it's made out of fish.
Yeah. Yo, I don't know. I don't understand. I don't understand my
like, imitation crab meat is fish.
It is flavor fish.
What kind of fish is in there?
It tells probably, you on the pack. It tells you on the packet.
It's probably Mod Podge.
I'll look next time. But yeah, I like that.
I haven't AC Subway since Jerry. I found out he was.
They don't have seafood over there no more.
Oh, for real? Yeah. I stopped eating Subway, so I don't know. Subway, McDonald's, Taco Bell.
You eat Taco Bell?
No, you don't Taco Bell.
I don't eat Taco Bell either.
I like Taco Bell.
Yeah. I had a Burger King sandwich yesterday for the first time in over a year.
What was the sandwich?
Whopper Junior.
Whopper. Junior.
Like, you buy the what? Like, yo, get your way up, nigga.
Yo, like,
what's wrong with Whopper Junior?
You go to McDonald's and get a Happy Meal? No.
I don't go to McDonald's.
Why the fuck did you get a Whopper Junior?
Yeah, like, why don't you get the Whopper?
Was it for Saint?
What's for me?
No, he might, if I have a Saint, he might cut it up in fours. Yeah. Like, here, you had this one. I'll take the other three.
Yeah, you only a Whopper. What's wrong with a Whopper Junior?
You're a grown man, dog.
What you doing? Like, what you?
Who was they for?
Huh?
Who are the Whopper Juniors?
Juniors.
And you are not junior.
It's really in the name, yeah.
So you wouldn't need a Whopper. You probably need like two or three of them. Two of them.
No, get a Whopper.
A Whopper.
That's maybe a big. Double Whopper.
Yeah.
Dang, that's a lot of meat. Pause. That's tons of meat.
Do you double down on it?
And I'm just saying. Yeah. I don't like all of that. I don't want to say meat again, but I don't like all the meat in your. That's
you,
too
you
much.
Like
meat.
All that, you don't like all that meat in your mouth, yeah?
I don't. That's why I like the regular little Whopper Junior. That's why I don't like roast beef. It's too much meat. Like roast beef, a lot of chewing. You got to have it in your mouth. That's wild.
It is a lot of chewing.
That's a lot of chewing. I don't want to jawing out that shit. You don't ever think about that? Y'all like meaty shit, though.
Yeah, you
making me uncomfortable.
I was trying to say.
But y'all really the problem?
Nah, huh? How we the problem?
Y'all like a lot of stuff that y'all chew real long, like steak.
You don't like steak?
I like steak, but you do have to put some concerted
effort.
You
gotta keep chewing it if you get it well done.
Why do medium rare?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Medium rare?
You like your steak alive.
Medium well.
I'm gonna say you like your steak alive.
So the first time I ever got steak, I heard my uncle say this. He said, "Give me a medium rare." And I was just like, "Oh, he ordered medium rare. Let me get that shit." He that nigga. Right.
That shit like that cup.
Then I was just like, "This tastes like blood."
It is. Shit is still pumping.
Rare. Yeah.
So that's the cow right there.
Yeah.
Medium well is my lamb. Steak, burgers, always medium well.
I've been doing medium.
Is that?
I'm gonna say if I know,
no more pink,
no more pink.
Not as much blood though.
If I know I'm gonna have leftovers, I might get that medium because then when you reheat it,
it's medium well. Yeah, I didn't know because that first time I got lamb chops. First time I ever got lamb chops.
Don't tell me you got them well done.
I got them well done. You talking about? I was eating.
So you wasted. You wasting money.
Yeah. I wasted a whole bunch of money. I did that for years.
I haven't had them that way, but I'm sure
they're horrible.
Yeah, don't taste.
Compared to the way I eat them now, medium well or medium, man, the juices are great. It's not the same.
You John, you're like, what's going on?
I live like this. I don't live flagrant, but it's just like.
Yo, you've been real flagrant this morning.
I'm about to say, yeah.
I've been watching too much Cam and Mason. After you watch that, I ain't going to lie to you. Everything in the world is a pause. I come out like, tell my wife, pause. Like,
man, them niggas is funny. Yeah.
My wife told me pause the other day. I ain't know how to take it.
She did?
I forgot what I said. She was like, pause. I was like,
that
mean
it was crazy.
Hey, you should have had the reverse Uno card said play.
Oh, that would work. Yeah. In that situation only, it works. Except when Gerard was here, he was just like, nah, when niggas say pause, I say play, motherfucker. I was like, oh,
yeah.
You're a little too broad to be telling me play. Like, you got strong, so I don't even appreciate it. You know what?
I don't want
to
play no more.
Yeah, I don't want to play no more.
I had to stop watching this nigga's stories because he's single.
Oh, he is?
Crazy.
Oh, he wildin'.
He out in these streets.
I caught one. I don't even want to talk about it. And I was like, you know what? I'm about to not watch his stories again. I am good. love my cuz, but Jesus Christ.
He that nigga though.
I know. I ain't mad at him.
He that nigga like
living life.
I just wish I had a warning. So it's a warning.
And the crazy thing is,
we had the green circle, right?
the same stuff he pulls. Being a gay male, if he was a straight male, he probably would get the same reaction from the woman.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you that nigga in both hoods. Like, you could probably go, dang, he the man.
Yeah.
That's
he doesn't say he go double platinum yet.
No, he go double platinum. In any country. It don't matter. You don't even know who it's for.
That's crazy.
All right, but go. You, I know you gotta go, man.
I say, I'm about to go. But the money resides real quick.
You say that?
Nah.
What time you gotta be at work?
I'm not get there.
He doesn't have to be there actually at all.
I know.
Okay. So what's your
I'm gonna say I wanna hear y'all takes real quick.
Yeah, I just want him. Yeah, what's your 2023? What you learn? What's your biggest
boundaries?
Oh damn. Mm. That was cool.
That's a great one.
Yeah, boundaries is really what I've been focusing on and I'm working on.
What do boundaries look like to you? You're a very well therapized man now, so.
That's a broad question. So because there's boundaries in all parts of life, right? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, mainly friendships and relationship. Still working on the relationship part.
That's the hardest one.
Yeah,
that's a hard one. That fucked up every time.
I know. I'm doing better though.
Hey, it's not just you. I want to let you know. I'm with you.
It's a lot of elasticity in that relationship.
You're like, bounce.
That motherfucker be moving.
That goalpost be like, shoot.
Get real wobbly.
It's like the basketball. What's the basketball hoop?
Oh, yeah, they'll go to side to side. Yeah.
And then they move back.
Like, stop moving. I'll stay in the middle.
Nah, that's that kind of boundary.
But friendships and work are the two things that I think I've made the most progress in.
So, what's your boundary at work? You're not working at a certain time?
I'm not overdoing it anymore. Like, you know, back when I was starting working, they always tell you, you got to do more. Do more than what your job is requiring to.
Them days is over.
Go above and beyond.
I haven't learned that yet. Why? I'm working on that one.
I know. It's tough. It's tough. I mean, I still fall victim to it. Don't get me wrong. Because I do like to see shit done.
Yeah.
But
that feeling's still a feeling.
Some shit ain't your job.
Most of it ain't. I'm learning.
So I'm working on, and I think I've made some progress on that. Like, I'm not doing a bunch of shit that don't belong to me.
And companies thrive on people having that mindset of wanting to just go above and beyond all the time, because that actually keeps the cost low. Because I don't have to pay you for that. That's free. Because if they do a good job at the company culture, they'll get you to do more work for free.
And they'll say, hey, we'll put it in your evaluation.
Yeah, kudos.
We'll give you a higher score. Like, maybe we'll give you a bigger bonus. Maybe
put in my salary.
Yeah,
I don't need.
That's where I'm at, man. Let me get the guarantee. Then we can talk about.
I don't need no thank you card. It's called pay me.
I wonder if you got a good manager. I wonder how
So I want to know, because it's either a red flag, and she's like beep beep beep. She pressed the button. And everybody around the company like, yeah, he about to get out of here. Or she like,
think about it. That's not a I'm about to get out of here question unless you answer.
In most companies, it is though. If you ask your boss,
if they look at it that way, I think it's a bad company. In my mind,
you're right. I don't know.
If they're looking at it like that, but I can see why. Because I would take it that way if I'm. Like,
yeah, if you're a manager, you just consider them. But you said boundaries.
So what's yours?
Oh,
yeah. Because you're not getting out of here with. Yeah.
Oh no, I don't usually answer questions on this podcast.
I know. So we gonna answer right now.
Mo was working on parenting. And parenting as a unit is not. It's easy because you got to create boundaries within boundaries. So when a child comes, you got your personal boundaries as a couple. Then now you got a different type of boundaries with your kid.
They don't exist with kids.
He don't have them, so we got to create them for him. But also we got to create them for each other. So like a good work life balance for each other. So like, who gonna have a kid here? Who's gonna have here? What you gonna do? What I'm gonna do? Who's gonna play in this? Who's gonna play in that? Oh shit! His diaper's too small. His balls hanging out the side. You gotta get some more diapers and shit. I know that's exaggeration, but I'm just saying. Like
it's part of it.
It's certain shit. Like
boundaries with kids is like creating a security door with cardboard.
Yes. Like right now, he's just wild out. We just gotta leave him there. So if he start wilding out, you gotta leave him there. We decided we're not gonna, like, for example, boundary is very simple. We decided we're not gonna spank our child. We're not gonna hit our child. Now, what that provides to you is some of the shit that you saw as growing up, you can't move that way. So a lot of the things that your parents did with you, you have to now recalibrate and think like, dang, we don't want to raise him that way. We want the same morals and things, but we don't want to get him that way. I don't want to yell at him. I don't want to hit him. All those kind of things. So what do we do now?
Yelling is out too?
Yeah. Because yelling goes kind of along with, it's verbal abuse. Yo, dog, you really dig into your
bag.
I just
never thought about it. It's going to
last, like, even as he gets older too?
I think as you get older, we got more consequences to deal with.
I'm about to say, yeah.
We got more things to take away. Like, we can reasoning is there. Now ain't no reasoning.
Yeah.
Because I never equated yelling. But so, it makes sense when you say it that way. It's like
some would say yelling is verbal abuse.
I can see
it. It is,
especially from an authority figure.
Yeah. But I think sometimes like that it allows the child to understand. Like,
well, the fear of God's needed sometimes.
You said what?
What is the fear of God in that then?
But it gives him the understanding.
I think he's too young for that yet. So like, for example, how old's your daughter?
8.
So he might can say something. It can ruffle her whole day.
Yeah, like she.
My
like
son
she,
don't. He.
She like. She can tell by the tone of my voice if I'm like the disappointment or like if I'm mad. Like and you can tell like if she does something. I'm like, all right, John. She's like, sorry, daddy. Like you can hear the sadness in her voice because she knows she did something that I did not like.
We're teaching that now. So at two, you're teaching that. Mm-hmm. You're teaching disappointment. You're teaching you didn't hit the mark. So like you, so just coming out with it, it's kind of he looking at you like.
Yeah, I get that because he don't comprehend. He's not really comprehending.
Yeah, he like what you want
like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he don't comprehend like that. So it's like you got to be patient. You talking about patience? If you, I always tell people, if you ain't patient, everything you aren't or you're working through, your child will expose instantly. So if you got a problem with patience, oh, watch your ass. That child's going to make sure you do that. But yeah, that's most of 2023 and adjusting to a new job. I never thought traveling this much. I never, you know, I don't.
I'm going to turn to Carmen San Diego.
I'm getting a new credit card because I traveled so much this year. I didn't know how much I was going to travel. Mm-hmm. My points are going to be crazy. I'm probably going to have a vacation.
We talked about this.
But we didn't know. I didn't know how much I was going to actually travel. You know how people, jobs always talk like, oh yeah, you're going to be busy. Yo, I've been to Boston about 7-8 times. That's alone. New York about 2 or 3. Virginia, like I go to Dulles, like it's down the street. Like, but Dulles is not down the street. That traffic coming from
Dulles. That's trash.
Dulles is crazy.
Dog. That's worse than
Alexandria is crazy.
I'm blessed to say that. I've never had to fly out of there.
That's worse than anything 695 any day. I would take 695 over anything coming from Northern Virginia, Alexandria, DC any day. Cause that shit,
that's
you can't even veer off. There's no peeling off to no 295 or 32. You just sit there and listen to podcast after podcast and hope you got enough gas in your car.
Yeah.
And that's why now I gas up. That's the one thing I did learn. I did break down earlier this year because I didn't have enough gas. And I did so.
You ran out of gas, yeah?
I ran out of gas like twice this year. So I know that's one big lesson I learned this year. Put some gas in your car when the light come on.
I'm glad that happened to you in the terms of it telling you like to keep your gas.
Oh, yeah. So it's telling you to grow and be responsible. From,
yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
With money in your pocket, that's different.
That's what I'm saying.
Now you're just being lazy.
Yeah, like, that's crazy running out. Like,
I thought that was a bug.
No,
they're aging. But also in terms of like me and my wife, I even had to like reinstitute like date nights because when you have kids, a lot of that shit get away from. We're trying to get back to like being, you know, of course, mm-hmm. more fun, being out in these streets a little bit more. Like so, we're trying to pack our schedule with like getting out because you don't go in.
You gotta be intentional about it.
You gotta be way more intentional. That was the biggest thing I didn't realize you have to do. Like. Life get away from you when you got a kid, because you just be sitting.
Sure do.
You be just trying to parent.
And wait till, it's all about him.
Wait till they get older and they have a more lit life than you.
Dog, and they got a schedule. They got an itinerary, so their Google calendar is going to merge with yours.
Mm. I want to go back to that podcast. We were talking about this kind of before you had a kid.
Is my kid gonna be my world? I still don't think the kid will be my world.
Everything you just explained.
No, I still keep that as a
contradictory
distance.
To that.
Yeah.
I keep that as a distance because I've seen some unhealthy stuff in my life with making your kid.
Everything
too much
can be unhealthy. So that's unfair. I see what you're doing.
I'm say too much water is unhealthy.
Yeah, really.
I never get there. But that's the one thing I learned this year: drink my water too. But that's a whole other conversation.
What were you drinking before?
I wasn't drinking enough.
He wasn't drinking water.
And that's why I had to go there.
Say he barely get a bottle in a day.
Yeah, I wasn't drinking enough water, bro.
Crazy.
But that was it. I mean, those are the main takeaways. But boundaries with friends. What boundaries with friends? Because people said that you're not the only one. Somebody on Twitter. Let me put them all next to me in an empty chair.
Well, it's really just understanding what you will put up with in a friendship and what you won't. Hmm. And that has came from
life lessons.
Experiences.
Now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's not necessarily like one size fit all.
Oh, no. So let me ask you a question. Has your definition of friends changed since the beginning of this podcast? Is the word friend not as loose?
It's definitely not as loose.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because, I mean, my friends, I know who they are. And not only will I know, you know who they are. Mm-hmm. Like, the people around me know who my friends are.
Right.
So, like, someone just coming, like, a new friend, new acquaintances, they come along, but still don't stick.
So the vetting process of friends, it takes longer now.
It's not even vetting. It's just, it doesn't happen.
You don't want new friends.
No, it's not that I don't want them. I just don't think it'll happen. Like, I think we're in the age where, like, we have the people who we have.
That's wild.
And people who come in, they are good people and they're good acquaintances, but I don't know if we can get to the point where I'm at, like, with Maul. Like, well, or with Mike. Or you know what I'm saying? That makes sense?
Yeah. Well, friends, and a huge part of any relationship is proximity
time.
And time.
Yep.
And you can't force that. So, like, for example, you were around him at a very pivotal time in your life, Maul. You were with Mike a lot of time. You spent a lot of time with him. So now it's hard to get, with your adult life, yeah. getting that much time with another adult.
Yeah, and especially as an adult.
Yeah, it starts to even be weird.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like, oh, yeah, we're going to go hang out. We're going to go get coffee, like every day?
Yeah, like...
Like, how much time do you have to spend with this person? And I think that's what's interesting. Now, you don't have as much time to spend with people.
You really don't. In terms of
to get to know them as much as you want to.
But even if you spend time together, you still ain't going to... Because the shit you do when you were younger... Like, you're really figuring out yourself, right. and you're figuring out them at the same time.
They grew with you, it's not like you grow. Because now you meet somebody, they meet you as your whole adult self, so it's very different.
And ain't also, no changing. You can say you're going to change,
you don't
but you...
change?
I mean, ain't no... All right, let me think that out. Because that sound when you asked that question.
I think you changed.
Maybe I did.
I've known you.
But I guess the base of yourself, like... Who you are as a like in person, like I'm a good person in general, like you know what I'm saying, that's not gonna change.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, barring some mental.
So it's funny because I think it's funny watching you and Maul. Y'all, I think when I say y'all lived hard, y'all did a lot young. So like y'all did a lot of partying, clubbing, very active in college. Now you guys probably don't want to do much of that anymore. Like you're okay just doing nothing.
Yep.
It's funny watching everybody didn't have that story. So it's funny watching people like my age, your age, still living that out. It's kind of like, like that's, it looks, sometimes it looks not painful, but it looks like. It don't look fun. It also looks not sad. I don't even want to like paint people in a bad light, but it's tough watching it. But the same token is people. I guess get to the certain points in their life at different ages.
Sad is probably a good word for it, though.
It does feel
in
that
some
way.
Cases it because everybody that's clubbing ain't clubbing because they missed out. Some people did like thoroughly just enjoy it. So I don't want to.
That is true.
But even those people, to me, it looks as though it could be a sad lifestyle in terms of like, damn, every night or every week, every weekend, like every Friday, like
that's
every Wednesday, your happy hour, like.
It is, it's different.
But I don't know.
I think now as we get older, watching people maneuver singleness is a different watch, especially when everybody in your circle for the most part or the people you know are in a relationship. So singleness starts to look like, oof, that looks rough. And I mean, everybody doesn't want to be in a everybody don't want to be in a relationship. So I'm not saying that, but it does look expensive.
It's very expensive.
And I think it's a different. I want to talk to somebody that's like single now, like in their mid 30s. It's like it's a difference. I think there's a loneliness that comes to play that we don't.
And we need to have. We need to talk to a man and a woman.
Yeah, I think it'll look it's two different perspectives. Because I think there's a loneliness, and I think as a woman, from what I see and hear, is that I can see where they. It's different being 37, 38. Single than a man 37, 38 single.
Very different.
Because I think a lot of times men, as they're single, their singleness really never, age never really catches up with them. Like a 50-year-old single man is probably just as valuable, if not more, as a 30-year-old single man.
But probably more because he has more money.
Right. But now a 50-year-old single woman.
In theory, I'm sorry.
Yeah, in theory. Yeah, it is all theory. But a 50-year-old single woman look very different than a 30-year-old single woman. In theory,
yeah,
and
but you have to hear the story behind it. I don't want to say everybody think that we like generalizing.
Oh no. But I'm saying from society, if we were just based it off of societal norms,
yeah.
And I think everybody has value, intrinsic value. But I think what the society will tell you your value is as a woman, unfortunately, is that it depreciates, and what the society will tell you your value is as a man is that it increases.
Yeah,
appreciates, yeah. And I think. I personally think it's some truth to that, but it's so many variables and nuances that kind of just be like, you can't always say that. But also where people are in life. Like, for example, you went through college, you matriculated, you met a lot of your friends in situations in college. Some people didn't have college, so people met it through work. The most interesting thing I have not learned here is how to convert work friends into, like, real friends. That's a hard
conversion. I did.
Conversion.
But I also spent a lot of time with them.
Outside of work.
Okay. When I first started at my first real job, you know what I'm saying? We would always go to happy hours and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we were getting to know each other outside of work there.
Got it.
Then we started hanging out outside of just happy hours and stuff. We would just do stuff. So they became friends. But even now, I don't see myself doing that even with my
current.
I mean, I don't know. Some of them are cool. I still don't.
It's a big step.
Yeah. It's a huge step.
But now it's just like different also as adults when you're hanging out with other adults. It's like if there's not an event, party, or situation, you don't see people.
Yep.
Like people don't just invite people over. Hey, we're just about to eat some dinner. You want to just come over so we can have dinner? That seems, it's not weird, but it seems weird.
To somebody that you're not super close with.
That's true.
Because, I mean.
That's true.
Like I might call somebody like, yo, the game on tonight. What's up? Like I'm not doing nothing. Like
right, it's not an event.
I have some liquor.
Yeah, it's not an event. We just chilling.
Yeah, it's like one of them.
Yeah.
But not everybody. I can't call everybody.
No, because some people are looking for a show. Yeah, you're like dog.
It's not a show. No, I literally got a TV.
Yeah,
football game.
We chilling.
Liquor, and you can bring some food. Maybe we'll order some food. DoorDash or something.
Yeah, we chilling though.
Yeah.
And those moments, I think now that's where people, as you grow older, I think those are the moments that become more. Those are more frequent. Like
yeah,
we just chilling. That's what we're doing.
That is me. I actually prefer that.
You don't like being in the midst of a lot of people?
A lot of people give me a little bit of anxiety a little bit. I always think the worst in sometimes. Like when it's especially packed, like super packed. Like I don't like going to super packed things. I do it. But like, I know I'm kind of I'm contradictory a little in this because I go to football games all the time.
Different though.
Yeah.
You're not the focal.
Yeah. I guess I'm talking about like the
I know what you mean though. Like,
packed restaurant or
yeah,
that's or like not a just birthday a restaurant party. Or yeah, like
something like that. But yeah, because like at a football event, it's also underlying camaraderie because we're also here for the same reason. Right. So like I'm clapping fives with people I don't know you. I don't even know your name.
Nothing. Like, and I don't want to know your name, but I know you're cool.
Yeah,
today at least
at this moment.
Yo, because
at this moment we're friends.
Yeah, we're really good friends.
It expires after this game is over.
Very much so.
I might bump you in the parking lot. So, yeah, like. I'm trying to think. Wish Sid was here. I don't know. She, but you had a big growth moment. We moved. You waited to the end of the year. Both of y'all waited.
I was talking about this to somebody. Hopefully, this wasn't on the podcast. But I didn't realize how much moving took up of. Maybe I said this on the podcast because we just parked and left.
It took up your life?
Mental capacity.
Oh hell yeah!
It took up more mental capacity than I really thought it was in it and I was just doing it.
Right.
And then once we got in, settled a little bit. And I look back, I was like, I didn't work out for like 2 weeks. I was just kind of moving.
Right.
And I was like, it's crazy. That's all I was thinking about. I was focused on that, getting stuff right there. And it's like, I really wasn't thinking about anything else.
I would say it was your first move. Yeah. In terms of like, you move from place to place, but from a house to a house is a different move than moving from maybe dorm to an apartment or your parents' house to your first apartment.
Yeah.
Like a house, like I was dug in this house. Like, I had shit everywhere.
Yep.
I had to fully uproot my life, put it in a new place, learn new surroundings, learn new things, and everything that's familiar. Because if you think about it, you've only moved, your house was only around the corner from your childhood home. So you moved out of the place that you were in for over, 30 plus years of your life to a new place.
So yeah.
So like your whole life got uprooted, and you became suburban male.
Suburban male. Yep.
Yeah.
Which is...
Don't worry, your hard bottoms are coming.
Huh?
You want to start wearing hard bottoms and stuff?
I probably will.
Yeah, it's all right.
I was trying to be. I want to be that guy wearing the tennis shoes. I mean, sneakers
with the suits.
I just want to be swaggy, but it's probably not.
So
be swaggy
what I'm going to say, what I will say, because I know where you live and I don't live too far from you, you are going to start the experience. It's different types of black men, and I think what happens is, until you move around a little bit, you're not exposed to all the different. You've seen a lot of different versions of black men. I mean, you were in frats and you were in college, so you know how people look different. In that area, the way people floss their money is very different. Like, I was at Total Wine yesterday, and they got out. It wasn't even an Audi. It might have been a Rose truck. And his wife, I know the shoes she had on. I knew they were Jimmy's shoes. I knew she had a Gucci purse. Like, I'm looking at her outfit and looking at his, and I saw his watch, but he had like a little gold band on. I said, I know that shit. That was $300. Like, if you're looking at people, you're like, oh, it's different money.
$300, I'm sure, if it's a watch you're talking about.
It wasn't even a watch. It was just like a gold piece. Oh. Like, it was like a piece. Like, niggas ain't even wearing jewelry. It's like statement pieces. I said, yeah, these niggas different.
I got you.
These wearing golf shoes that cost $200, like more than Jordans.
Yeah. I get what you're
saying. It's different. I'm like, dog, these niggas getting money.
I look at the cars around my neighborhood.
The car's right crazy.
Now. Like, it's a this person that lives like kind of diagonal across the street mm-hmm. from me. Man, he got the Escalade just backed up yep. into the garage, and then he got the brand new BM that's out front. Then they got the old school yep. BM, and it's I don't know what that other. No, it's one of them. What's the three wheel cars?
Oh yeah, the one
I don't know what they call.
They play with them. That's yeah. play car.
It's right next to the Escalade. And they're not cheap either. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah, an Escalade about 60, 70 off top.
That's it. No,
80, 90.
I don't know because that's not a to the fill base it one. Base one is probably like
yeah,
but that one ain't a base one. So
yeah, to fill it up is $150. To fill it up is $150.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. People living different, but well, we'll end this podcast. Thank you for listening. Another episode of Unsolicited Views.
Peace.
Peace.
We never intro.
We haven't been intro for the last.
Thank you for listening to Unsolicited Views.